Monday, April 28th. The first reading from Acts chapter 4, verses 23 through 31. After their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported what the chief priests and elders had told them. And when they heard it, they raised their voices to God with one accord and said, "Sovereign Lord, maker of heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, you said by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of our father David, your servant, 'Why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples entertain folly? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the princes gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. Indeed, they gathered in this city against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, Herod and Pontius Pilate, together with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do what your hand and your will had long ago planned to take place. And now, Lord, take note of their threats, and enable your servants to speak your word with all boldness as you stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are done through the name of your holy servant Jesus.' As they prayed, the place where they were gathered shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and continued to speak the word of God with boldness." Haydock Commentary. They prayed with one accord, with one mind, and with one voice, being inspired by the Holy Ghost. They prayed to God that he would continue to confirm their preaching by miracles. The place was shaken much in the same manner as at the first coming of the Holy Ghost at Pentecost. Their hearts were inflamed and excited by a new motion of grace. The Gospel from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Haydock Commentary. Nicodemus was at this time weak in faith, and therefore did not wish to endanger himself by coming to our Savior in open day, when the enemies of Christ could see him. For many of the chief men also believed in him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess, that they might not be cast out of the synagogue. So says St. John Chrysostom. It appears from this verse that Jesus Christ wrought many miracles even in the first year of his preaching, though not very publicly and amidst the crowd. However, few of those which are performed in Judea are noted by the evangelist. The ancient fathers, and particularly St. Augustine, from these words, "unless a man be born again of water and the Holy Ghost," prove the necessity of giving baptism to infants, and by Christ adding water is excluded a metaphorical baptism. "Except a man be born again," that is, unless you are born again by spiritual regeneration in God, "all the knowledge which you learn from me will not be spiritual, but carnal. But I say to you that neither you nor any other person, unless you be born again in God, can understand or conceive the glory which is in me." Again, St. John Chrysostom. "The Spirit breatheth where he will." And so it is expounded by St. John Chrysostom and St. Cyril, as if Christ compared the motions of the Holy Ghost to the wind, of which men can give so little account whence it comes or whither it goes.